If the Iraqi artifacts are lost, historians and archaeologists say the blow to world culture is devastating. Commentator Craig Childs, home from a recent journey to the Utah desert, says the safest place for ancient treasures may not be in human hands.
It caught my eye like a ruby someone had dropped on the ground. It was a pot 700 or 800 years old. There was once a civilization here of people who built stone pueblos and hives of cliff dwellings. All that we know of them now is told through a few rare objects scattered in the desert. The shape of this pot, its type of clay, its pigment, contain tales of migrations and trade routes and the daily lives of people long dead. It is something to be treasured. My partner and I crouched in front of the pot. I leaned forward and carefully blew the sand away. An intricate geometric pattern of black paint became visible all the way around the pot. I wondered if these motifs were a language of symbols that, if understood, could explain much about these people. Across the front of the pot, a crack had been repaired. Hundreds of years ago, someone had drilled holes into the pot and secured the crack with a delicately braided cord. More recently, new cracks had formed. If we attempted to move the pot, it would fall apart. The sand in which it had rested for centuries was the only thing holding it together. I have walked the back rooms of museums, standing in awe before shelves of thousands of ancient pots. In these storage rooms, the humidity is not allowed to vary by more than 1%. We struggle to hold on to these vanishing civilizations, but they are made of ghosts. They slip through our fingers. We know this culture that lived in the American Southwest only by bits and pieces, by pots and shields and shell ornaments. The same is true of the Mesopotamian civilization of the Middle East. Each clay tablet that's missing from the Iraqi National Museum takes with it centuries of knowledge. Here in Utah, if I had lifted the red pot from the sand, it would have crumbled in my hands. These things that we cherish, remnants of lost people, will not last. We steal treasures from the desert and hoard them in museums, but even there we cannot keep them safe. My partner and I did what we always do upon finding precious artifacts. We left it to the desert, which has protected it for centuries. We added to our knowledge of this ancient civilization, and we walked away.
The comments of Craig Childs, author of Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land. He lives in the West Elk Mountains of Colorado. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.